In a couple of weeks, Japan will mark the first anniversary of the massive earthquake and tsunami that devastated its northeast coastline. It happened on March 11, 2011. The country is still struggling to repair the physical damage caused 1 year ago. The Atlantic has put together an online series of interactive photos from Japan. They allow viewers to compare how some of the places affected looked after the disaster with how they look now. We've posted a link to The Atlantic's feature at theworld.org. Alan Taylor is senior editor for The Atlantic's photo blog called In Focus. It's pretty amazing to see. It's not really before and after. It's after and after, immediately after the quake and tsunami, and then now a year later. Describe what you did with these photos.
Okay. The photographs that you see on the site are very familiar, the photographs of the earthquake, the tsunami, the immediate aftermath.
Ships on, you know, standing up,
ships,
houses demolished.
Yeah, sitting on top of houses, debris everywhere, water overflowing, large barriers flooding into large areas, washing over bridges. If you click on these images, what happens is you click on the middle of the picture itself and it fades from a before version to an after version, pictures that were taken from the same vantage point a year later, so that you can see what has happened and what the difference is between the destruction and the cleanup that's happened since.
Now, one of the outrageous things, aside from the fact that the picture taken first and the picture taken almost a year later, that they look so different, but also that they are taken what seems to be from the pinpoint spot almost in most cases of the first picture.
Yeah, that's a real trick, and it's real kudos to the photographers who were able to do this.
Sorry, I figured it was you doing some kind of digital magic aligning them.
No, I did no other than moving a photo slightly to the left or to the right to make them line up better than they did straight out of the camera. I didn't do any particular manipulation or anything to the photos.
Okay, so who are the photographers?
The photographers work for different agencies, Reuters and AFP in this case, AFP Getty, and they either took it on themselves or were assigned to go back to these places and re-photograph these really iconic images. And some of the photographs were initially taken by Japanese government employees or others, or some of them were taken by the same photographers who went back. So it's a real trick for them to go to these places, especially if they didn't take the initial photo, and figure out what lens did they use, what vantage point were they standing in, even what was the lighting. And if you're just slightly out of the exact spot, then the transition doesn't really work and it's jarring. So I was able to cull down from about 60 photographs down to about these 20 that I featured on the site that the photographers managed to do almost a perfect job of lining them up. And it's really, really something to see.
Alan, we've got our computer open right here. Why don't you tell us about some of the most striking, maybe one or two of the most striking photos, and tell us why you chose it.
One of the photos that really stands out for me is a fairly well-known photograph of a catamaran, a large boat that was left parked on top of a two or three story building in the middle of all this rubble.
And we've got it right here. It's a boat that's completely intact. As you say, sitting right on top of the building, it's an amazing shot with all this rubble in front.
Yeah. And in the after picture, when you click, the boat is gone, okay. Which leads you to wonder, how do you remove a boat from sitting on top of a two or three story building? And was it saved intact? Was it refloated? I have no idea.
And everything is gone except the building that it was on.
Yeah, and something really amazing that I just read is that even though these show a tremendous amount of cleaning that has happened, only 5% of the rubble has actually been cleaned up.
You know, another thing you notice here is that in a few of the pictures, things have been rebuilt. In other pictures, things are neat and clean and empty.
Yeah, that seems to be another issue is what happened to the debris. And the places that look rebuilt, in some cases, they look neat and clean because the buildings that were damaged were taken away. And so all you see is what the freestanding buildings that are still intact remain. The debris is – they're having a huge problem figuring out where to put this. The fears of radioactivity have led a lot of local government agencies to say, no, we don't want this garbage placed in our area. So the government's really struggling to figure that out.
Alan Taylor edits In Focus, The Atlantic's photo blog. You can find a link at theworld.org. Alan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.